General Election 2017. When the Prime Minister, Theresa May, announced a snap general election recently to take place on the 8th of June, it seemed that the only issue political parties were going to focus on was Brexit. Thankfully, as the election date draws closer, other issues are bubbling to the surface, including education. In particular, selective education and school funding cuts. As usual, ALFI has created general election resources for our members and supporters to use when lobbying their prospective parliamentary candidates. These are available on the ALFI website, www.alfi.org.uk/pages/work/GE2017.html. At the time of going to press, we are still waiting for each of the political parties to officially publish their manifestos. But we know already the current administration is determined to force through selective education by increasing the number of grammar schools. It is likely, therefore, that all parties will use their manifestos to set out their position on this issue. This really is our opportunity to secure support from prospective parliamentary candidates of all parties for the very different type of education system we want. An education system that is focused on inclusivity, equality and welcome for all, including disabled pupils and students with or without SEN. Given the increasing disquiet amongst teaching and education unions, campaigning organisations and parents about severe cuts to school budgets, political parties are very likely to set out their position on funding for education. ALFI knows this is a huge issue for parents and disabled pupils and students. Indeed, the Local Government Association has said that the continued cuts to SEND budgets will lead to local authorities failing in their statutory duties, particularly around the presumption of mainstream education for disabled pupils and students. So, given the general election date is very close, ALFI has decided to focus on these two issues specifically. We have approached the four main parties and asked them about selective education and the impact on disabled pupils and students, and about the impact that school funding cuts will have on the inclusion of disabled pupils and students with SEN in mainstream education. We have set out their responses over the next couple of pages, and you will see that it's a bit of a mixed bag, so there is a huge amount for the inclusive education movement to do if we're going to build a groundswell of support for disabled people's right to inclusive education that the next government cannot ignore. These are the two election asks we asked all of the parties to commit to. Full implementation of disabled pupils and students' human rights to mainstream education under UNCRPD Article 24 and the Children and Families Act 2014, and full funding of a universal inclusive education system that will include the support disabled pupils and students need to flourish in mainstream education. Tara Flood.